Hello?
Hi, Brett. I just missed your call. How are you?
No problem. Good. How
Happy
are you? I just
Memorial
left a message.
Day.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I don't work Saturdays and Sundays. I mean, we get the luxury of having the weekend off, but I was working half day today, so
okay.
I'm glad I was able to catch you. So I know you wanted to kind of go over everything again on that platinum package. Is that correct?
Kind of, yeah. I forget.
Okay.
Like, we talk and then I get excited and then I forget. But
it's okay. Yeah. So basically the platinum package, it's $249 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay.
Okay.
So basically what you're looking at is $348 to get it started, $249 every month after that with no contracts or click fees. Okay. That's a true flat rate.
Okay.
What that includes, we'll be getting you verified through Google, creating you the Google business profile. We optimize it to the first page and we maintain it there. We do content creation on Bing. We also do directory submissions of Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So you currently have a Yelp page, if I'm not mistaken.
I do.
We're not gonna be changing it up. We're just gonna make sure that it's promoted. Okay.
Okay.
So branding it. Facebook. If you have not created a Facebook business page, we can create one for you. Okay.
Okay.
It is created through your personal page, so we'll need access to create that page. Okay. And then you'll have ownership and access to the Facebook page. We encourage you to post on it because we're going to be doing the Facebook advertising. Facebook ads will retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So when they perform that search on Google and then they go to their Facebook page, they'll be retargeted with your ad. Okay.
Okay.
We also will include, because I believe you don't have a website as well, correct?
I do have a website now.
You do.
I don't have a Facebook, but I do have a website.
Okay, perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to promote your website. We're not going to tinker with it, right? We're not going to be changing it up or anything like that. We just want to make sure that it's attached where you're listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. So anytime that someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they would also find you listed on the first page.
Okay.
This package, it pretty much covers all of your bases. It's one that I recommend for you to get started with, and it's going to cover a 50-mile radius. But let me tell you this, right? I know you're in San Diego, okay? Your home base is going to be San Diego, right? But when it comes to Facebook, you could choose your home base to be, I don't know, a city in Orange County. You could say, I want my home base to be San Clemente and target 50 miles out from there. So you could change your home base when it comes to the Facebook ads. We can manipulate it a little bit. Okay. All right. You'll have a tracking and reporting system as well.
Okay.
So you'll be able to track your results. You're not just taking our word for it that it's working. So you'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search. There is a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. So whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you would reach out to our customer service department. Because again, they would be the ones dedicated to you. We do everything in-house, so we don't outsource it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions or?
Yeah, initial questions would be, okay, so I have like, I mean, I had Facebook for like a while, like, you know, 15 years ago, and then I deleted it because I didn't like it. And then I just got one like this year.
Okay.
Basically, just to try to get leads. It's not like a Solar with Brett Facebook or anything. It's just like my Facebook, but just trying to like join groups and stuff and talk to people. But I don't
like
have
the marketplace
like a,
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but
okay.
I could just change it to whatever, like Solar with Brett. Like
what
I don't
I
need
recommend,
a separate one.
Yeah. Well, typically what we do, because we don't want to use your personal page, right? Basically what we do is you have your personal page. We create one for the business, okay? No one's going to see your personal page. It's just how it's all created. So we need access to it so we can build the business Facebook page. And that's where we do the Facebook advertising.
Hypothetically, like, I don't care about my personal Facebook. Like, I only have it specifically to try to get leads. Like, could I just change that to
you
the business
could.
One?
Yeah, I mean,
because then
could.
I already have friends and stuff, so.
And if you already have content on there, that's fine. Yeah, you can switch it, make it your business Facebook. And I would let them know that you don't have the need for us to create a business one for you. because you don't care about your personal one being used for the business. I mean, that's it.
Right.
Literally what you created it for. Yeah.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a problem with that, as long as you're switching it to it being to a business Facebook, right?
Yeah. So is that on me? Like, should I do that today? Like, switch it to a business and...
I would, just because your client interview is going to be more than likely tomorrow, based on your availability, so the team would just need that. I don't see them creating a new one for you, but they, you know, I would say switch it to being your personal one, switch it to your business, switch it to making it a business one, and then this way I let them know this is his business page. Only because here's the thing. Sometimes people, they don't have time to call you, right?
Yeah.
They find your ad on Facebook, they're going to send you sometimes a message, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a text message. It's going to be a message through Facebook Messenger, okay? So just an FYI, that's another way that you'll be receiving leads, is sometimes people might just message you, you know?
Right. I've had a couple like that already.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. See? There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have some other questions.
You said it's like so it'd be like the startup fee and then like the initial month fee, like.
Yeah. So it would be $248. So what you're paying is the $249.
Got it.
Your first month, and you're paying the $99 setup fee. Now I'm going to ask you, Brett, at least stick it out 2 months, right? I call it a 2 month verbal agreement. You pay monthly.
That's so what I was thinking anyway. So that works out. Yeah.
Yeah. And your next payment. Okay, that won't be until the 26th of June. It's an automatic payment, and it just goes to $249. And it continues being $249 every 26th of the month that you're with us. If you should decide, I need to pause it, right, for whatever reason, I need to cancel the service, only thing I'm going to ask from you is just make sure you call 3 business days before your bill is due so you don't get charged. There is no cancellation fee, okay?
Okay.
The profile is yours. The Facebook page is yours. All those profiles that we've created are yours. The only thing that would happen is we wouldn't be running the Facebook ads anymore, and eventually you would fall off the first page because we're not optimizing it no longer. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And then as far as like the ad itself goes, is that like something you guys do, create yourselves, or do I create one and you guys promote it? Or
we do the ad creation, but they take your input on it.
Okay.
And you can change the ad at any time. Yeah, we do the creation for you. So they're definitely going to take
AI,
your
AI, or is
it
more like human stuff?
It's human, you know, sometimes a little bit of AI, but it's more human from what I understand.
Just curious.
I know a lot of people
I don't
use
have a
the
preference.
AI.
Yeah,
I know
they're
the AI.
Work, so.
Exactly. I know we do, when it comes to those, we do, majority of the time they are using AI, but also personal as well, because again, that's why we're taking your input on it, you know?
Right. Okay.
And isn't it a trip how everything's AI now?
It's kind of creepy, yeah.
Yeah, I was laughing when I was looking at someone did an AI, I guess, of Trump, what he would have looked like as a baby. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, oh,
yeah,
my God.
I saw that the other
Some
day,
of the
too.
Things that they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, jeez. So, yeah, I mean, it's so funny because I had a friend that did her resume, and she used AI, and I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, I just felt like I sounded more professional, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know. To me, I would just be like, I want to hear you, you know?
You can even, I've seen some of my younger friends or whatever, they'll, like, cheat through school, and they can make an AI essay where it won't show up on AI. AI will do that, and it's like, wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like, can
oh
you write me
gosh.
An essay but won't be detected by AI? And they're like, sure, and they do it.
No way.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
So,
I wonder who discovered that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably been around for a while. It's just now they finally made it available. But
yeah, it's funny because my new iPhone is like, oh, do you want to AI this? And I'm like, shut it off. Shut it off.
Yeah.
Like, no,
yeah.
I don't want to enable it. Just leave it off right now. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Because then before you know it, I'm like, I feel like that doesn't even sound like me. You know?
Yeah, then you're kind of depending on it, too, sometimes if you get used to it.
Yeah. It's like, okay, cell phones, do you memorize phone numbers?
I mean, I did. I grew up in the 90s, so I remember a lot of phone numbers still, but yeah, same thing. Now you can't.
Now you can't. Like, I remember growing up as a kid, and I'm going to tell you my age, Brett, when I say this, but I mean, we grew up like you had to memorize your phone number, your address, your parents' name. Nowadays, everybody's just like, we don't do that anymore. Not
yeah,
even the cursive writing.
Push a button and say, hey, call my mom at this time.
Or just say, Siri, call so-and-so. It's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts. I have one last question. So
yes.
I recently got a flyer design, and I really like uh-huh. what it says. Like, it's almost perfect. It's like 95% done. I just have to change like two more things. Is that something
okay.
I could like send over to the team tomorrow or whenever, and they could
you
go
can.
Off of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You can. And they can create it based off of the flyer. I mean, they'll let you know like, hey, yeah, we could do it like this, or we might not be able to fit this in there, but
yeah,
you know, they're really the experts when it comes to that.
Okay. Yeah, because, like, the website has, you know, everything, like, basically everything on the flyer and more, and, like, frequently asked questions and stuff like that. So I'm sure they'll kind of,
yeah.
like, pick it apart and do what's best.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But that'll be helpful for them, too. You know what I mean? So good for
yeah.
you. The website looks good, by the way.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Did you do it yourself?
That was all just like, I watched some YouTube and then I just did it myself
no
and asked a bunch of friends. So I don't know.
Serious?
I don't know how it is, but
well,
that
you
means
did
a lot
a great
if
job.
You think it's good, then that's
listen,
good.
And I see websites all day long, all
mm-hmm.
day long. So I'm going to tell you, number one, it loads up quickly. That's a big plus. No
right.
one wants to sit there waiting for a website to load up. Okay.
Yeah.
You lose
yeah.
the interest real quick.
Yeah. For sure.
I like the color scheme. Looks
okay.
really, really good. It's not too busy. Okay.
Right.
You have the bullet points, you have what people need to know, and it just gets to it. You know what I mean? And then
mm-hmm.
I see like, there's a gallery, like with different like content, like warranties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think it looks good, especially for you not being an expert with websites. I think you did a great
thank
job.
You. That means a lot. Thank you.
Back to that.
I will.
All right. There's an email, you know, I don't know if this is the best email for you. Brett Haas@legacylgcypower.com. Is that
the
works. Email that you want to use?
This
yeah, is where
yeah.
we're going to send your receipt. So.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Sometimes when we correspond with you, Brett, we're going to either call, text, or we're going to actually send you an email. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to be sending you two emails right now. So, like, the first one is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, and it's just going to entail everything that I mentioned that's included in that package with
okay.
the pricing being $249 a month and then the one-time $99 setup fee.
Okay.
And then let me just make sure that I have it spelled correctly. So let me go here.
Yeah, both my names are hard to spell. They're very short, but they're hard to spell.
So it's Brett, B-R-E-T, and then H-A-A-S-E, right?
Yep.
And then Legacy is L-G-C-Y. And
yep.
Then let me go back to the email because I tried to copy it from the website, but I don't know. It was giving me some weird error. And then power.com. Okay.
Yep.
There we go. Now, okay. Now that looks good. Okay. Let me do this. Now, the second email that you're going to receive, also coming from me, Nadine Medina at Local Splash, is going to say client dashboard analytics. So it's going to allow you to track your results with us. Okay.
Okay.
You'll be able to see your profiles, view your keywords. You can see how many phone calls you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search. We really want you to track all of that. How many times your profile came up, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. You will not incur click fees, okay, because remember, you're paying a flat rate, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just sending you an example of the reporting system. And then, Brett, so your name, you spell it as it is in your email, correct?
Right.
Okay. Did I pronounce your last name right? I hope I didn't chop it up.
I mean, there's like 10 ways to pronounce it. I think really it's Haase, which means bunny
Haase?
Rabbit in German. Yeah. But,
really?
Yeah,
okay.
most of my family would just say Haas or Haas, like with the Z, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. And then now, what we do is we put a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, the 619-302-7216. The reason that we put the tracking number, okay, this is going to allow you to track your calls because it has an
okay.
app. It's also going to prevent a lot of spam calls. Now, if a spam call does come in, you can block it. It's a good tool, so it records the call, right? Let's say you have someone's address, you're on the way to go give an estimate, and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot the address. You can go back and listen to the call and retrieve the address. It's also a good tool for training purposes, like if you ever get to a point you have someone answering your calls, it's a way to train them on how to answer and what questions to ask, okay?
Okay.
So, let me see here. Now, on this phone number, you still get your text messages, right? The 619-302
yeah.
number? Okay.
Yeah.
I just got your
email, by the way.
Okay, so. Perfect. You should have gotten two of them. Now,
okay.
I'm going to also send you this text. It's going to have the number to our customer service department. Anytime you have an update, change, question, concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. I want you to save our 877 number in your contacts under local splash, so this way you never lose the phone number.
Okay.
I'm also including your username and password for your client dashboard. Okay.
Okay.
So the username is going to be your phone number, no dashes, no one before the area code. Okay.
Okay.
Now your password is going to be all lowercase, one word. Okay. And I'm just pulling that up right now. And it looks like it's B Yahoo. B-E-Y-A-H-O-O. Okay?
Okay. And that's right. In the email, right?
That's in the text message I just sent
or
you.
The text.
So you
all
might
right,
want
cool.
to take a look. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Now, Brett, so the company name, how do you want it to be listed? Solar with Brett? Let me look at your website.
Yeah, really technically I work for like Legacy Power, but I'm like a sales rep, like 1099, so
okay.
I could put like Solar with Brett of Legacy Power. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's up to you. to be honest with you, I see Yelp has it like that.
Yeah, Yelp has it like that. I just feel like it's more credibility if it like shows like I'm with a bigger company, but yeah, Solar with Brett is okay, I guess. We'll start with that.
Okay.
Can that be changed ever or no?
It can. If you
okay.
ever decide you want to change it, we can change it. They might say, okay, we just got to re-verify, which isn't a big deal, but yeah, you
okay.
can always change it later. I say
yeah,
let's
start
with
that.
The Solar with Brett, and then
okay.
if you need to change it later on, you can do so.
What
okay. is your home office? Is that your home address that you use?
Is this going to like show up on
no,
searches and
let
stuff?
Me explain
yeah.
So when we get you verified through Google, we have to use
uh-huh.
what we call a home office. It cannot be a virtual office. It cannot be a PO box. Typically it's your home, right? Your home
okay.
address. Your address won't show on Google because you're not a storefront. No one comes to you to buy products.
Right.
So the address will be hidden. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your address?
6762 and then Solita Avenue, Solita Ave.
Yeah.
San Diego.
92115?
92115, yep.
Okay. And is that no condominium number, nothing like, no unit number, nothing like that, right? Just a
no,
straight
no
address.
Unit number.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, perfect. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using, Brett, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It is in my name.
How does your name read on there?
Same
just
as
Brett has?
Yeah, Brett Haase, yeah.
Okay. Same billing address as well?
No, that one, the billing address is my parents' house.
Okay. What is that address?
All right, 3641.
Uh-huh.
Summerfield, one word, Summerfield Drive.
Uh-huh.
Spring Valley.
Okay.
919-77, California.
What was the zip code? One more time, I'm sorry.
91977.
Okay, perfect. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I believe it's a Visa card.
Should start with the 4 if it's a Visa.
Yeah, 4730.
Okay. Uh-huh.
6390.
Uh-huh.
0323.
Okay.
4378.
Expiration month and year?
1227.
And the CVV code on the back?
I think it's 298.
Okay.
See, that's an advantage. I was like memorizing numbers as a kid. I can still kind of do it.
You know what's so funny is I'm like, is that a bad thing that I know my card number by heart? Does that mean I use it too much?
It's a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, it's an advantage right now because I'm outside walking and I don't have my card on me.
You're like, I don't have it on my hand, but
yeah.
Okay, perfect. So before
then,
I process your payment,
yeah.
But then later on you're like, man, I must use my card a lot if I remember.
Right, and then it's like, I don't want to hop on Amazon and use it all, so.
Right, exactly. It's so funny. My husband, just the other day, I was like freaking out thinking, oh my gosh, my Amazon's been compromised, right? He has his own Amazon. I have mine, which is kind of dumb because I don't know why we just don't have one combined. And instead of him paying Prime fees, I'm paying him too, you know? I think I'm going to have to work on that.
Exactly.
But it's so, but then I'll know when he's buying me something, you know? But anyhow,
sure.
I thought, so I'm like, oh my gosh, someone got into my account. And I was ready to call my bank at Amazon, and then something told me, and in fact, my friend's like, are you sure your husband didn't buy something? I'm like, let me double check. Well, honey, did you make charges? I have a $50 charge, a $30 charge, and a $30 charge. It was like they were back to back. He's like, yeah, I bought some flags for church and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude, like, you're killing me here. You've got to tell me these things. He's like, I didn't know I had to ask permission. Well, it's not that. It's like when you see charges like that, you kind of think first thing, oh, my gosh, someone hacked into my account. Like, oh,
right.
Lord.
Yep.
So, Brett, I'm going to walk you through this 90-second voice verification recording. It's for your protection, and what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It will go over the billing date, the amount. It's a two-month verbal agreement. Process to cancel, call 3 business days before the billing's due so you don't get charged.
Okay.
When I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, hey, wait a minute, Nadine, what does that mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that you have a very clear and firm understanding, okay, before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yep.
All right. And it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Solar with Brett.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brett Haza. I am a 1099 solar sales rep and energy consultant.
Okay. So you're basically the owner to your marketing.
Yes. Okay.
No worries. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
On behalf of the business.
Meaning on behalf of your business. Are you an authorized, are you in agreement that you're able to do that?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I think you cut out for a second. Yes.
It's okay. No worries. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Brett, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash? Are you there?
Yeah, sorry. I keep cutting out. I'm going to try to walk to a side of the street.
No worries, and I'll go back to repeating it, okay?
Okay. Yeah, you lost me. I might get some third-party calls and texts and stuff from other people.
No worries. I'll go back to it. So
to
get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes you might get someone calling you that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. Okay.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to put a security question on your account because this is how you're going to identify if it's us calling you or not. The security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
What would you
city
like?
City I was born in.
What city was that?
La Mesa.
La Mesa. Okay. So whenever we call you, you're going to say, what's my security question? If someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if someone refuses to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay.
Okay.
And we do this to protect your account just because you might get other companies that are calling you. Okay. Trying to sell you other type of online products. Again, they're not associated with us. We will not ask you for more money.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
So does that mean like if I have another marketing thing and they do it online, I have to let you guys know?
Yeah. So like, for example, right? Let's say you, like you're doing Yelp. I mean, we already know about Yelp, but like, let's say you decided to do like Thumbtack, right? You would just say, hey guys, I looks like I'm going to start using Thumbtack, we would say, yeah, go for it. It doesn't interfere with what we're doing, okay?
Okay.
But if you said, hey, go ahead.
I was going to say, the only other thing, there's like a sports complex place that I might do some, like, posters at, and they might put me in, like, their newsletter or something.
That's okay. That doesn't interfere with what we're doing. If it's someone that you said, hey, I have someone that's going to sign me up for Local SEO, we would tell you, Brett, we're already doing that. You're going to be like paying more money and it's going to hurt you more than help you, right?
Gotcha.
So that's what we mean. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 26th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Brett, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on June 26, 2025 in the amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is 877-635-6225. That's the number that I asked you to save, okay? If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you do not incur the charge, and we simply part as friends. There's no cancellation fee, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm updating your package. I'm processing the payment. And in a few minutes, you're going to get a series of emails and text messages. There's going to be 2 particular ones that I'll need you to pull up. In the meantime, how does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? Mm-hmm. I have to block an hour. The client interview, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But I want to schedule it, Brett, at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow?
This week's weird because I have a lot of, like, PTO at my other job. I was going to work on the house. Tomorrow, like, what times are available? Or do you want me to tell
tomorrow,
you the time first?
Tomorrow I have times available, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, 3 to 4.
Okay.
If tomorrow doesn't work, then we can look at Wednesday. I'm sorry,
no,
your phone cut out.
Tomorrow.
Huh? Okay, what time tomorrow?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Can we do... We'll go 10 to 11. Is that all right?
10 to 11? Yeah. And what we can do is, like, let's say we get you through the majority of it and you're like, hey, I need you guys to really call me back to finish up the rest. They can do that. At least let them start getting started on it, because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving to. Okay?
Right.
So I am going to send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we'll be calling you tomorrow. We'll call you from an 877 number, Brett, so just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back, and we'll call you right back, okay? Or we'll reschedule it, whatever's going to work for you. If I'm not on a call or in another meeting, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're just going to call you directly. They're not going to wait for me, okay?
Okay.
Now, I probably only need like 5 more minutes, and then we'll be done. So when it comes to your services, solar panels, what do you want me to notate?
I mean, like what services do we offer? Is that your question?
Yeah, so like solar installation.
Yeah, like solar installation. I mean, basically what we try to promote nowadays is, like, people don't have to buy panels anymore, and it's not really a lease either. It's called a PPA.
Okay.
And that basically just switches your power from the utility company, which in San Diego is SDG&E, which has the highest rates in the country. So we switch them to your own roof, and you pay about half of that at a fixed rate, so it'll never increase.
Okay.
I don't really know, like, what to call that, but like a utility swap or, I don't know.
I put PPA. Let me try to look at something else here.
Let me pull up my flyer.
I'm going to put PPA program, because I think sometimes people will look for it like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me see here.
Yeah, PPA. You could put, like, is this, like, what people are searching for, like a keyword kind of thing?
That's what I'm talking about, just to kind of give them a general idea for them to start looking at the database, and they'll go over more in detail with you.
Right. Because people, I mean, it's not technically free solar, but people will search up, like, oh, is solar free? Like, I heard about this thing or whatever.
Solar free? So, okay.
Like, yeah, so free solar.
Okay.
Yeah, because it is free to, like, get it installed. Like, there's no out-of-pocket cost.
Okay.
But you still have an electric bill, so it's like, that's why it's not free.
And you're doing residential and commercial, right?
Just residential.
Just residential. Okay.
Let me
make sure I put that on there. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. And then now, when you do get a second, send me the link to your Facebook page. Once you convert it to the personal, or the personal to the Facebook business, let me know, or provide them that link tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I can get it set up tomorrow. I probably only have like 5 more minutes right now.
Okay. No worries.
Sorry, I didn't know it was going to be like a long call, which is okay, but.
It's we're almost done. Now, are you licensed or insured or have an LLC or anything like that at all?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm working on, like, my HIS license at the moment.
Okay. I'm going to put working on it. Okay. No insurance, right?
No.
Okay. Do you ever plan on getting that in the future?
What kind of insurance?
Like, general liability insurance.
Okay. I mean, like, Legacy has it, but, like, I don't.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Okay, and then Facebook page, you're going to provide that. Got the website link. What are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I mean, I'm available. If somebody calls me at midnight on a Sunday, like, I'll answer. So.
Do you want me to put 24 hours?
Sure.
Okay. And what forms of payments do you take? Cash, Zelle, Venmo?
Well, we don't take any payments technically, because it's like, it's zero cost. Like, they just pay like the new utility company,
which is
like whatever installer we go with. So.
Okay. So you get commission off of these guys when you sign them up then, right?
Right. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So everybody wins. It's like, it's just not common knowledge yet. Like, here, I can make you have to pay your electric bill, right? Okay.
Yeah.
How about you pay half of that? And then I get a commission, and everybody wins.
Oh,
like,
cool.
You know, it's...
Okay, it's a win-win.
It sounds like a scam, but, like, it's not.
No.
Everybody's going to be doing this in a few years, so...
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Doesn't matter. Whatever.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I put you down for a 50-mile radius. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Because that's a principal target. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we do like 32 states, but I mean, majority of it is out here in California.
Okay, perfect. Now, I need you to find the two emails or text messages. One of them's going to say initial invoice, the other one's going to say action photos needed. So whichever one you find first.
I'm in the texts right now.
Okay. There's one that will say, thank you, Brett, for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Got it.
Okay.
Click that?
Yep. Click on it where it says click here to accept your subscription terms.
And it's like, I agree to SMS,
yeah.
I certify, yeah. Blah, 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 I acknowledge,
I certify
blah, blah, blah.
That, yep, and you acknowledge that it's an automatic payment reoccurring. Type your name at the bottom exactly how it reads.
Done.
And then you'll click on confirm signature. It should have opened up a page that tells you username and password.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So
username
I would go
is
back.
My phone number.
Yes. It would be your phone number and then the B Yahoo. If you try
B
to get
Yahoo.
Into it now, you're not going to see much because the technician's
oh.
going to be working on that. But it's okay.
Okay.
Try it if you want. So this way you know you're able to log in. I would say check back in within 5 to 7 days to start looking at that. Okay?
Okay. Sounds
There's
good.
One more that'll say locals. It says action photos needed to get Google verified. So basically, these are things that Google requires photos of. Some of them you're not going to have, okay? We understand that. You're just going to send us what you can. So basically, they're going to ask you for work tools and or equipment, okay? They're going to ask you for a work vehicle photo, okay, whatever you use, even if it's your personal car, right?
Okay.
If you do invoicing, a picture of that. If you have a business card, right, that has your name on it, send us a picture of that.
Okay.
Send us a picture of, like, if you have tools or like, an office, send us a picture of that, right,
okay.
where you work from or what have you. What's on that list, send us what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it.
I can just reply to this text and this message, this number?
Yes. There should be also through your dashboard, you should be able to do that, too, or you can text it.
Okay.
So,
sorry, just to confirm, sometimes it takes a couple times and then it'll stick. So this text thread that it's, like, all the links that I clicked or whatever, you want me to start sending, like, my flyer, all the, like, stuff like that, photos, blah, 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 website info, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, some of that stuff I already have, but still send it anyways. Website, you don't need to send us that, but the Facebook page, definitely we'll need the link tomorrow. And the technician will go over everything with you.
Okay.
The last thing, starting from tomorrow, 5 to 7 days, directory listings are already visible. 7 to 14 days. Facebook ads are live. Remember, all these can start generating phone calls for you. What we always state in our terms and conditions, the timeline for Google verification, optimization, and first page placement, I'm always going to tell you 45 to 60 days, even if I've seen it happen sooner. Because I'd rather under promise and over deliver. We'll send you notifications as things are being processed. Okay?
Okay.
But I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I'm super excited for you, Brett, and
Thank
we'll
you.
Be speaking with you tomorrow, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a wonderful Memorial Day. Enjoy.
You as well.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.